Hello friends. How are you today? My name is Soham. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast today. Our topic today is CTOs and diversity. This podcast is sponsored by www.podbot.ai. Create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence. Podbot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast. Do you feel like you have something to say to the world? But lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, and charisma to record your thoughts and publish a podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you, generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model, and then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. Try it today on podbot.ai. The report concluded that companies need to have gender-specific, different technology teams to have a better chance of producing more results and achieving a higher level of innovation with a minimum of errors. The majority of IT sectors continue to lag behind in terms of gender diversity compared to other IT management positions. One of the key factors contributing to the CTO gender gap is knowing why the role of the CIO is perceived as less exciting for women. Knowing more about the main factors that contribute to this is important to counteract them. COO roles and why some see them as unattractive to female candidates. Those wishing to pursue a CTO career path should understand how to better prepare for the role. Those who choose the career path of the CIO should also understand the importance of gender diversity in the IT sector as a whole, not just in IT management. The following is a Gartner guest article based on analyst insights into the gender gap in technology. Here are some steps today's IT executives can take to address the gender gap in the CTO, as well as some of the best practices in the industry. It is one thing to demonstrate gender diversity in a company's roster, but it is another to point out that women working together in teams and leadership positions have a tangible impact on a company's bottom line. It is well documented that the role of Chief Technology Officer (CTO) is no exception. According to Gartner's research, which is part of its annual report on the gender gap in IT leadership, only 9% of companies have female CTOs. TechHQ's publication, Hybrid, will be based on data from the world's highest earning companies, with a focus on increasing the number of women in IT leadership positions across a wide range of industries. In particular, TechHQ compiled data on leading global markets, focusing on the role of CTOs and the gender gap in their roles. One of the problems that has had a significant impact on the diversity of the IT workforce is the fact that women in tech occupations finish their careers more often than their male counterparts. A survey of sales conducted last year found that, one might suspect, women held the role of CIO and CTO at the top of their respective companies' sales in 2016, compared with the previous year. By comparison, the number of women holding the roles of Chief Operating Officer (COO) and Chief Technology Officer remains at its lowest level in more than a decade. Leading technology companies must focus on increasing the number of women reaching the highest IT levels. While a small percentage of these women work in middle management, there are few women who ultimately qualify for the CTO role. A number of attendees noted that this issue is of the utmost importance to the boys at the moment, and I mean the boys. The primary representatives were the only women in the room. What does that mean for you men? The report mentions that today, more than 60% of technology workers no longer have careers due to gender inequality. CTO roles have evolved and require much more than just a few years of experience in the engineering community. Then, of course, came the question of how to get more women into leadership positions, which the group eventually agreed on. See women. They are interested in finding ways to change the lack of diversity in engineering communities, not only in terms of gender, but also in other areas of business. Retaining jobs is an important issue affecting IT diversity as women end their careers in technology professions. Increasing the number of women reaching the highest IT levels requires the concentration of managers. Fewer women in middle management ultimately means fewer women gaining qualifications for CTO roles. It is also important to consider recruiting from the CEO and CFO pool to increase the diversity of the board of directors and the IT management team. One interviewee commented, "Social diversity is not good enough if there is no CIO or CTO. I know of an independent board. It is really good to have board members in different roles, whether they are former CEOs and CFOs or independent directors from different backgrounds. Crews are usually promoted internally to technical positions, but are also hired in a variety of roles, including CIOs and senior IT executives, as part of the IT management team. To get women into IT management positions, managers must ensure that enough women are recruited to senior management positions. Secondly, according to the report, companies need to change their hiring practices to attract more women to these roles. MassMutual has teamed up to develop data science curricula aimed at increasing the number of women who want to make the discipline their career, especially women who want to make it their career. This is all for today, guys. My name is Soham and I appreciate your attention. Please join me for the next episode of the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast and share this podcast with your friends if you enjoyed it. Thanks, bye-bye.